As a foreign national seeking to become a permanent resident of Hong Kong, there is a very defined way to go about procuring permanent residency status. And unfortunately, it doesn't transfer to the spouse of a deceased permanent resident by virtue of the fact of death. Right of abode in Hong Kong is directly tied to having been continuously an ordinary resident in Hong Kong for a period of not less than 7 years immediately before you apply for the status. So if we look at your cousin's immigration profile in Hong Kong, it would appear that sometime after 1994, when she got married, assumingly to a person who subsequently went on to become a permanent resident of Hong Kong, after 1997, she would have, during her time together with her husband, have had a dependent visa sponsored by him. So from the period after 1997, if she did not live continuously in Hong Kong for at least 7 years in her own right, then she, at best, would have, at the time that she made her last departure in 2003, have been merely a dependent visa holder. And if that dependent visa, on the one hand, was not extended whilst she was in Pakistan, and two, even if it had been extended, if she was not resident in Hong Kong with her husband, and indeed her children at that time, it would be very difficult to sustain the idea that she was continuously an ordinary resident in Hong Kong after 2003. But I don't have any specific instructions as to what her immigration status was at that point in time, so I will just make the assumption that as of 2003 she was not a permanent resident and that she would not be entitled to apply for permanent residency by virtue of the fact that she was not resident in Hong Kong. She was indeed at all times after 2003 resident in Pakistan. Given that her husband subsequently died holding permanent residency for Hong Kong, unfortunately, in her own right, notwithstanding her marriage to an individual with that status, if she's not in Hong Kong herself holding a dependent visa, she can't claim ordinary residence, so she'll never be able to qualify for the right of abode. So, unfortunately, that closes the avenue in relation to her husband. Now, you also make the point that one of her two children was born in Hong Kong. Again, without any evidence as to the immigration status of the child, it's difficult to advise whether this would apply to her or not. But I will make an assumption that one of the children did secure or at least have the eligibility for the right of abode established at the time of his or her birth. And on the basis that until he's 21, he can show that he's been settled in Hong Kong, he will, at the age of 21, be able to become a permanent resident in his own right or her own right. And on the basis that your cousin is then over 60 years of age, this child who is holding the right of abode, it can show to the Immigration Department that he's settled in Hong Kong rather than being settled in Pakistan, then that child will be able to sponsor its mother, who will be over 60 years of age, for dependent visa permissions as a dependent elderly parent. But that's a couple of initiatives sort of down the track, as it were. But that would appear to me an option going forward. But it's not sufficient just to have the status at the age of 21 as a child. You need to have been settled in Hong Kong to be able to be a valid sponsor for elderly parents' dependent visa permissions. And then, assuming that your cousin comes to Hong Kong, lives in Hong Kong continuously for 7 years as a dependent elderly parent sponsored by a permanent resident child who's settled in Hong Kong, she will be able to then go on to secure a right of abode subsequently. But she won't be able to do it while she's living in Pakistan. She'll have to be in Hong Kong. Okay, I hope you found this useful.